9:40 on Thursday morning. This is when we do our homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. And on today's program, we're going to talk about treated lumber, maybe treated 101.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can straighten this weather out so we can maybe have a weekend where you can use the treated lumber without rain.
I was going to say, we haven't been able to sit out on the deck and enjoy it, so we might as well talk about them, right?
Yes, we'll talk about it. Now, one last thing. I did look this morning and told my wife. She said, boy, it's cold. I said, Sheila, I just bring up water temperature Port Huron, and Lake Huron is 53 degrees,
and it
should be 60. So,
crazy.
With that being said, let's talk about treated lumber.
Yeah.
Paul, the first thing, I want to first say there's three elements for promoting decay in wood, and that would be air, temperature, and moisture. And so if you have a piece of wood that's not treated, if you combine those elements, maybe talking about if you're in the water, like a dock, any of the lumber that's submerged, maybe 3 or 4 feet underwater, you've got the water and the temperature, but you're taking away the air.
Oh, that's why it doesn't
and
rot.
And maybe years ago, when they had like the cedar fence posts, the cedar posts would rot right at ground level, right? And that was because you were kind of maximizing that air, temperature, and moisture.
Right.
You know, if the post was above 4 feet above ground, it never rotted because you've got the air and temperature, but you're taking away the moisture.
Mm-hmm.
So Beaver Lumber, they bring down their actually bright stock. It's their select cut in 2x4, 2x6, which that's what we carry in bright for framing. And they have a treating facility over in Lansing, Michigan. And they have to kind of break down the units, and they have to provide stickers between each row or layer of wood so that the chemical can penetrate. And then they put it into this large cylinder and put it under pressure and until it reaches a certain degree for penetration. Once that's done after so many hours, they call it a charge. They pull that lumber out. And when they pull the lumber out, Paul, most people don't know, and I actually brought in a sample today, there's actually a third party. They're an independent party. They are not paid by Beaver. It's kind of like in the grocery or meat business, we have what we call the USDA choice to inspect the meat.
Yep.
Well, there are inspectors to inspect the lumber to make sure that there's the proper penetration, the right chemical into the wood. And so they actually take borings on the side of the wood, on the inch and a half side. And I brought in a sample. You can see where they maybe need to use a new drill. It's not quite real clean.
It's not a real clean cut.
It kind of tears the grain a little bit. So they take this boring out, kind of this plug, if you will, and then they put a new plug in, and they actually test that plug to make sure that the wood has been treated properly and it's up to standards for what we call ground contact. And that's done on, randomly on every unit coming out. And I actually brought in my iPad yesterday afternoon to actually prep for the show.
Mm-hmm.
I took a picture of some of the units, and I think I showed you maybe one unit might have one boring, and one unit might have two.
Yeah.
There might be three in a row. Yeah. So, and most people don't know, what the heck? It looks like I said, it looks like a carpenter bee got in and who filled in the hole.
Right, exactly.
So
that's a good thing. If you see that, that there's been a hole drilled in the treated lumber, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. And it means that there's a third party testing the product, that it's up to code as to the requirements for ground contact. And anymore, Paul, years ago, it used to be a chemical called CCA, copper chromate arsenic. And that word arsenic kind of scared a lot of people with kids on playgrounds or horses in barns or whatever. It really, nobody ever got sick. Nobody ever got hurt. And it was, I don't want to go into the detail of a million parts per billion. But so there was, the treaters were forced to change. Okay. And the alternative chemical was a lot more expensive. So initially, 4 or 5 years ago when it came out, they were treating lumber with what I call some of the lumber was above ground and some of it was for ground contact.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you know, it was hard to educate salespeople, hard to educate the general public. And there were applications, let's say maybe like a 2x4, just going to use this for an example, that maybe shouldn't have been coming in ground contact. That might have been used on a deck or railing, but they were making the 2x4 into ground contact and it wasn't treated. Penetrated enough to withstand that. So that as far as Beaver Lumber, and I can't speak for other treaters, Beaver Lumber, everything that they sell to us is ground contact.
Okay.
There's no question whether it's a 2x4, whether it's lattice, whether it's foundation material, whether it's plywood, everything's ground contact.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no question. So with that being said, I also want to, I brought in a sample of three different types of fasteners, probably the most widely used. It's kind of green-colored. It's a ceramic screw that most of the professionals, even do it yourself, you know, with a drill, and it makes it easy application.
Yep.
The ceramic, it's by far the horse. We also sell a stainless nail, and it's kind of ring shank, as well as what I call a hot dip galvanized, and that's a double hot dip galvanized, so so you're not going to have the rot or decay.
Right.
And the other product I brought in that you know we've been carrying, and I brought in a quart size of what I call ready to use. We also carry it in a gallon in a concentrated form. Paul, is it's called 30 seconds.
Yep.
And so the ready to use out of the quart bottle that you're holding, you spray it on your deck and you keep it wet for 3 to 5 minutes, and then you need to use an agitator. An agitator could be like a scrub brush that you can put, you know, like a pole, like a broom pole on it, so you're not bending over your hands and knees, and you kind of scrub it, and then you just rinse it off. And it's more than just a decking application. You can flower pots, and even before the show, we're talking about maybe some Adirondack chairs or whatever to clean things up. And
That's good stuff. And it I'm just looking at the before and after photos here. It looks like it really does a nice job.
So, you know, and as far as back to the, you know, where to use a treated lumber, you know, any time you're going to be outside in the weather, whether it is ground contact or not ground tack, you really should use something like treated lumber.
Right.
You're not going to have the rot or decay. If you use something that's non-treated, then let's say around where you might bolt the lumber down, or you might screw the, where that bolt is, the water is going to retain in that, and you're going
to
have rot and decay
if
you use something like non-treated lumber.
Right.
So it's important to know the usage. And I'm still surprised, and we've been carrying treated lumber from Beaver, I want to say it really evolved probably the late 60s. And once we got into the 70s, it really picked up. And it's pretty uncanny the amount, the volume of treated wood. And not only myself, I mean, there's competitors around that sell treated lumber too. But I wish I could say in the county on an annualized basis how much treated lumber is really sold. And I think you'd be surprised. I actually have a meeting today with Beaver Lumber down at their headquarters in St. Clair, and I'm going to be updated as to, you know, where our purchases are. And we measure that not only in a dollar sales, and actually the dollar sales are off this year. The pricing is actually pretty attractive, but we measure in what we call board foot, and in the board footage, that doesn't fluctuate up or down. I mean, and so there's a lot of applications, and
no doubt.
And that's the treated lumber story.
Well, I feel like we've done our homework today, and that's the idea. If somebody has questions about this, or they have a suggestion for something they'd like to hear us talk about on a future segment, how do they reach you?
We can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com.
All right. Thanks, Chip.
Thanks, Paul.